Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter and their 2022 calendar. The calendar features some of the many dogs and cats, puppies and kittens adopted from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. The calendars are being sold at various locations and events around town, $15 for one, two for $25. Because of sponsors, all the proceeds support the pets at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. One minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, January the 5th, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM. Over the air here, of course, in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning. The video is streaming live to the KSJE Facebook page, our Twitter account, and our YouTube channel. Coming up this morning, my guest this morning from the Farmington Public Library will be talking about some of the upcoming events and programs at the library, so stay tuned for that. Later on this hour, Ron Price will be here to teach us another lesson about life in the sandbox, talking about some New Year's resolutions this morning, so stay tuned for that coming up. Next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts, featuring music from Vivaldi on the program, a special 90-minute program today being Wednesday, because that'll take us to 10:30 right on Four Corners. Tracy Hales-Vass is speaking with author Kate Saunders about her book called Stand in the Traffic, A Himalayan Adoption Story. Learn more about that coming up today at 10:30 on Right on Four Corners here on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page, and you could also subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. So check us out on popular podcast apps like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora. All the places you listen to podcasts, just search for KSJE and subscribe. 22 degrees right now outside our studios here at San Juan College. It is a sunny morning so far, and we're expecting a mostly sunny day today. The high today in Farmington, 43 degrees. Clear tonight with a low of 27. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 45 and a low of 29. Warmer still on Friday with a high near 49. 47 and sunshine on Saturday. 42 on Sunday, and overnight lows, as you can see, in the mid to upper 20s. Well, joining me in the studio this morning, my guest from the Farmington Public Library, back for her mostly regular appearances here on KSJE from the Farmington Public Library. Jennifer Leeward Ryan is here. Jenny Lee Ryan, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
I feel like I'm in trouble when you use Jennifer.
That's what my mom used to say it. I'm not your mom or your dad, but
Jennifer.
That's okay. That's right. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Happy
for
New Year.
Me. Happy New Year. 2022.
Right?
Woo!
Here we are.
Here we are. We've made it this far.
We're ready for anything, I think, at this point.
You know, don't jinx it.
I know. I shouldn't. You're right.
You just set us up, man.
Very true. Oh, sorry, everybody. But anyway, the library is going strong.
We're
right?
plugging
Busy.
Along. Busy. Yeah, yeah. So our hours are Monday through Thursday,
right.
11 to 7.
Okay.
Saturday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
We're closed Fridays and Sundays. And then, of course, city holidays.
Right.
So we don't, you know... like Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we're open.
Okay.
President's Day, not. It totally depends on the city holidays. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So when we're closed, everything else in the city is closed as well. So,
true.
But you can always check our calendar, infoway.org.
Right.
The events calendar. And I've got in all the closures till 2023.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Thanks for jinxing us.
You're
with
welcome.
That too. Okay. There you go.
You're welcome. And that that doesn't include like the, you know, a couple months ago we had an unexpected closure.
Right.
Because we had to update the system. And that was kind of a bummer too, because it had to take everything down.
Systems do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you couldn't access things online. You couldn't do all that right. online. But we try to keep those minimal.
Sure.
And then I know when we came back up, you didn't notice many changes. It probably looked exactly the same.
Right.
I promise you, we did do upgrades to the system.
If you say so.
Yes. And okay. And you'll see some of the changes. You'll see some more services offered as we go along.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But I know you've done a number of upgrades, though, that we've talked about. Like, I think with the events calendar has gotten an upgrade in the last maybe year or so.
The events calendar was bought by a different company.
Ah.
And that was about, I want to say like 5 years ago.
Oh.
But with
what
that
am I thinking of then? I thought you did something with the website that was an upgrade.
But
anyways.
When we upgraded the system, it right. allowed us to use the library system to be the homepage of
I
the library.
See.
So it's more of a one-stop shop.
Okay.
For everything.
Gotcha.
But the upgrade with the calendar,
right.
which people are slowly catching on to this. Cause,
evidently.
You know,
me too. It's been 5 years. Holy smokes.
Well, with all the features, you know, our,
right.
our community, sometimes we tread a little carefully on,
right.
on technology. But you can, if you go to the calendar, you find an event.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to register for it, you can register for that in the calendar.
Right.
You can set a reminder, so you can add it to your calendar.
Right.
You
your personal calendar, like
yeah,
when
your
you have
personal,
your phone
like your
or whatever.
Digital
right.
calendar,
exactly.
right? You can print it out
yeah.
and stick it to the refrigerator if
sure.
you need to.
Sure.
You can share it on social media if you want to invite your friends. There's
all
a
those
lot
things.
Of features. Yeah. So when you go into the event, look over in that right hand corner.
Okay.
And you'll see all the little icons for all the different things you can do. And it's a lot of fun and really, really user friendly.
Good.
We have our virtual programs on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can, you know, subscribe.
Right.
And basically when we add another story time or we add something to the calendar, you'll get an email.
Right.
That says, hey, you might be interested in this event. So you can subscribe to the type of event
gotcha.
That it is.
Nice.
And then when we add events that are similar,
mm-hmm.
you'll get a notification.
There you go.
Oh, it's way user-friendly.
Very
way
fancy.
Fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, and for the virtual programs, you can set a reminder. You can also go into our YouTube channel, which is easy to find from our homepage. You just look for the, you know, YouTube
logo.
Logo,
like
yeah.
we have, yeah.
Or the Facebook logo.
There you go.
Follow our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll get notifications when we add new videos.
See?
So,
there you go. Which you're doing like every week, aren't you? Because you're doing story times
with
videos.
We're doing story times Mondays, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.,
uh-huh.
not 2 a.m.
Well, you may be editing it at 2 a.m., but
yeah,
other than that, you know,
yeah.
they're released at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
And on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
You can watch them on YouTube, Facebook. I also have them running on our flat screens, so if you come into the library, you can read along with your kids. I put the subtitles
nice.
Up there.
Okay.
But we also did a fun, we're doing a whole channel of library hacks.
Oh.
Tips and tricks. To get the most out of your library. Like
right.
the one we've got running right now is how to use the automated return.
Nice.
So a lot of tips and tricks how to use it without breaking it.
Okay.
which,
was that
which
a thing?
For us? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoops.
But we had a lot of fun doing
yeah.
that video. I was the director. I'm not in it.
Uh-huh.
But I said, look, think the cheesiest infomercial you've ever seen.
Hmm.
And go with it.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah. So there's a lot of helpful hints in there. Also on that channel, I took some of the videos from our online resources
mm-hmm.
and put those on that Library Hacks channel
so
that
you can check it out.
Learn how to use, you know, tutor.com, which I think is really relevant. It's free live tutoring online. It's available in the afternoons.
Nice.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So try out tutor.com, especially
and
if you're...
And it covers like all subjects, right?
Oh, yeah. It goes up to second year college.
Okay.
So if you're at San Juan College and you need a tutor, and it's, I mean, there's a video on our YouTube channel just to kind of introduce you to it.
Okay.
But you can find tutor.com if you go to infoway.org.
Nice.
Click online resources, and then you can search alphabetically. So just click T. And you'll see tutor.com.
There you go.
And get the information. Also, bilingual.
Right.
So you can find someone who tutors in Spanish.
Thank you.
If English is your second language.
Right.
Lots of options.
Cool.
So, yeah. I know we're getting into science fair season.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a database that will list a whole bunch of science fair projects that you can do.
Nice.
So yeah, it's really user friendly. It's all online, which means that it's available 24/7.
There you go.
Except for when we do upgrades, sorry.
Right. Right. Well, the tutoring is that available 24/7? It can't.
That
be.
Is available.
That's in the afternoons, you said,
yeah,
for after school stuff.
I believe it's 4 to 7, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. But it's really designed to be available
after school
is the idea.
Yeah.
Got it.
Very good. Yeah, but it's available. You just got to get online and
And all you need is your library card and PIN.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's
So there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very good. Yeah. Winter reading program still going on, right?
Still going on.
That's
last day.
It's the opposite of summer reading program, so the water swirls a different way.
Well, it's okay. But it's the same.
The point is still the same, though,
it's
right?
Same.
To get us
it's
to read.
It's basically a practice.
So for summer.
It's summer reading light.
I got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've had almost 1,000 people sign up for it.
Nice.
We've had over 2,000 challenges completed.
Nice. Congratulations. Because this is the first year you've done it, isn't it?
We've done it a couple of times.
Well, where have I been? Apparently,
I don't
pandemic.
Know.
I've been just cocooned in my house for the last 5 years.
So
okay.
But yeah, we do it kind of as a practice for summer. We don't always do winter reading.
Okay. Thanks for that.
But we do it as a practice for summer reading.
Right, which is huge.
Again, which the summer reading program was upgraded because it was bought by the company in that package with our calendar.
Okay.
So we're kind of
testing
out.
When you say that, you mean just the whole concept of registering and logging your books and all that. That is actually
the
a product.
Yeah, yeah, the
that
software
you use.
Uh-huh. to do the calendar
right.
and the
all those
and
things.
The reading program,
registration and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
It's all in a software package.
Gotcha. So winter reading is continuing and it goes through when? Is there a deadline?
Yes, January 8th is the last day.
That's soon.
That's Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you can still register.
Okay.
Log the books you've read.
Right.
If you log 3 books by January 8th, you're in the drawing for the grand prize.
Look at that.
So, yeah, and it's like for the adults, it's a cozy winter package. For the kids, it's a giant stocking. There's pictures, or you can just go in and see the prizes. There's also a prize for teens.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah, we'll be, so make sure you log 3 books by January 8th.
That's all you need.
And that any challenges you complete.
Put them in there.
You get an extra chance to win the grand prize.
Oh, I see.
So complete as many challenges as you can.
Okay.
Before January 8th. We're giving away weekly prizes as well for completing the challenges. We did our last weekly prize drawing on Monday.
Right. So you missed that.
You missed that, but you've still got chances to win the
grand prize.
And if you won one of the weekly prizes, you're still in the running
for the
grand prize.
Okay.
Yep. We put you back in there.
Okay.
And check your account. So if you log into your winter reading account.
Yes.
It will tell you if you won a prize.
Okay.
I emailed everybody.
Right.
But, you know, junk
double
mail.
Check.
Like, yeah. You can double check your account. It'll say you've won a prize. And
nice.
Then if you've got, like, you know, the whole family on one email address, and I, like, sent you an email, and you're like, well, which one of the 20 of us won?
Right.
Log into the account, and it'll tell you.
Then you'll find out.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the image there of, is that Betty the Yeti?
That is Betty the Yeti.
Okay.
Yes.
Has she been found? Because I know they were looking for her.
She has been found so many times.
Okay,
Yeti
good.
Hunting has become the hip thing at the library.
Well, good.
It's been so much fun. Victoria, one of our youth services librarians, she put that together and has been having so much fun. hiding Betty the Yeti.
Nice.
And setting her up with accoutrement for wherever she is.
In her little scene, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So I know there was a virtual gaming Betty with a little VR.
Oh, she was doing a little.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Betty has been busy.
I guess so. Well,
yes.
Good.
That's been a lot of fun. That's been one of our more popular challenges.
Right.
So the challenge is you find Betty the Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting next to Betty the Yeti is a secret code. You put that code into the challenge, and that's how you complete the challenge.
There you go. And that's still happening this week, right? You can still do that.
Yeah.
There you
go. Until January 8th.
There you go, everybody.
So you've got till Saturday to find Betty one last time.
One last time. Yep. Okay. There you are. It's part of the winter reading program at the Farmington Public Library. My guest this morning, Jane Lee Ryan, is here from the Farmington Public Library. We're talking about some of the other events and activities and things that are going on in the next few weeks up at the library. And the other thing I wanted to mention is another Real Readers program that's coming up too, right? That's happening January 20th.
We've got Real Readers coming up January 20th, 6 o'clock p.m.
Right.
For those not familiar with the concept, read the book, see the movie. We don't check if you've read the book. This is totally on the library is on the honor system.
You really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I tell everybody, you know, if you're going to cheat the library, karma will get you. So we're not, you know.
Good point.
We're not gonna check.
Right.
And if you haven't read the book, we're not gonna shame you either. You're welcome to just come see the movie.
Right.
Reading the book helps with the book versus movie discussion afterwards.
Right.
And we even give you a sneak peek of the discussion questions. So when you go in the library, you check out the book, take one of the – it's like a bookmark.
Okay.
And it has the questions. So you can even prepare your answer so that you look all smart,
right,
and erudite,
well-read.
In front of the other Real Readers peers.
There you go. But they're pretty friendly, aren't they? I mean, they're
Yeah.
So there you go. But this month,
you know,
it's
book lovers are like a pretty friendly bunch, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. But this week, it's News of the World is the book and movie that you're going to be watching, right?
Yes,
and if I remember
a great movie
correctly, wasn't that filmed in New Mexico?
I believe so. Yes.
See?
Yeah, a lot of it was filmed in New Mexico. It's
Tom Hanks.
Yep. It's a beautiful story, and I really loved the movie. Have not read the book.
Well, apparently that's okay. From what you're saying, that's okay.
No, I can like announce, not proudly, but you know, I won't be shamed when I go back into the library later today. So
okay.
Yeah,
well, much. No more than usual.
I guess let's put that out there.
So
exactly.
There's that. But it is happening on January 20th, and again, you're getting back to some in-person event. So this will be a in-person event with distancing and everything else.
Space will be limited, so you know, get there early. Mm-hmm. And we're going to practice, you know, social distancing.
Sure.
But we set it as like nobody. People rarely come alone. Like you bring your friends, you know, to see a movie. So you can sit with your little pod or your little group.
Right.
Bring your takeout dinner. So it's basically dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
We don't provide dinner. You provide your own dinner.
Right.
And just
popcorn?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Just clean up after yourself.
Well, I do that at home anyway. It's true.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So come enjoy the movie. Enjoy the book discussion. We usually have some prizes afterwards. It's really a lot of fun. So if you haven't done it before,
well, there's
this
always
is a good
those
one to try.
Conversations too about maybe what do they leave out of the movie or what do they kind of twist around in the movie that's different from the book or vice versa. I mean, you hear a lot of that.
Yeah,
right?
Fun fact. That's usually one of the questions.
Yeah, I would think so. So,
but they usually get the questions usually get pretty specific about what's left out of the movie. So if you read the discussion questions ahead of time,
you'll be ready.
There might be a spoiler in
Okay.
So you have been warned.
Got it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But that is happening again Thursday, January 20th, 6 p.m. I imagine there are more details on the website, on the calendar that you can then share to your calendar so it'll remind you to go.
Your calendar, you can share it with your friends. You can get a reminder anytime we post a Real Readers. Just click on the event in the events calendar, look on the right hand side, and you'll see all that fun stuff. So you won't miss anything at the library.
Good.
One thing I hate to hear is, well, I wish I would have known about that.
So you and me both. Right?
So you have control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True. So check it out, everybody. And you may find more stuff on the library's website.
Oh, you're going to find tons more
never
stuff.
Knew was yeah. happening yeah. In town. So I know other things are planned all spring, and, of course, that's important. You had your kind of lower, smaller, I would say, gathering for the winter solstice is what
yes.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we did. Because of the high COVID numbers, we kind of converted it just to a virtual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I admit it was confusing for the people that didn't know what our solstice was, because I just put the camera like right on the
marker.
So there were a few comments of what is happening here.
Right.
So
I'm sure they figured it out.
Sorry, it was kind of a last minute thing.
Right.
That we put together, and but we did have, you know, a nice little group.
Right.
That it's a holiday tradition. So mm-hmm. Socially distanced. Everybody was, you know, being careful. So
right.
We didn't have, you know, the music or the different things that we do.
But the sunshine cooperated,
the sunshine
which is always
did
helpful
cooperate.
When you
yes.
need to have a
yes.
beam of sunlight shining through the window.
The winter, it's kind of 50-50.
I know.
Really. The summer is surprisingly like 75-25. Mm. Like, I know there's been a few years where we haven't had sun
Whoops.
In the summer solstice. I know. Which, you know, we're not complaining when it's cloudy and overcast
no,
and then
no.
we get rain. We're not complaining
not
about
at
that.
All.
But, you know,
I'm
I wish Mother Nature would time it a little bit better
right.
for our solstice events. Don't they know?
I know.
Don't they know who we are?
Well, I keep waiting for you to send up somebody to the roof to shine a big flashlight down through the window just to reenact the light. But that hasn't happened yet.
The legend is that happened the first year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That is, I was not here.
Okay.
I was here in Farmington. I was not working
at the
library.
Library.
Yes. So the legend I have heard is security popped up to the roof. And there is it seems like every December 21st, it's overcast in the morning. And security says, we'll go up there with a flashlight. And we say, no, it doesn't work.
You won't have to. It's
yes.
okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Have faith.
We still have a little, you know, a little party. It's the best 5-minute party.
That's true.
In town. We are going to do some things with the equinoxes and the solstice. You know, we got that NASA grant.
That's right. We talked about that, I think, last time you
yes.
all were here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The NASA grant.
Yes. So it's tied to the Webb telescope.
Which just launched not too long ago and
yes.
has been unfolding and coordinating itself in outer
doing
space.
Its thing. So yeah, doing
all
telescope.
And
thing.
All is
yeah.
all is a go, I think. I don't think
yeah.
we've had any problems.
Yeah.
Knock on wood again.
I know. Way to jinx us again.
Right.
So
so that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have some more programs coming up related to that. Because that NASA grant, we're gonna tie in some of the indigenous stories and sky watching and really, you know, tailor it to our area.
Nice.
So yeah.
Very good.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. But
okay.
just keep looking for those. We've still got our activity kits for the kids every other Tuesday.
Okay.
While
supplies last.
While supplies last. So
because they go quickly, don't they?
I think we had one go in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. I think people know to get there at 11 a.m. on
Every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right. And so they, for some people who aren't familiar with what these are kits of some activity or craft you can do at home.
Right.
With all the materials and the instructions.
Right.
For free.
Yeah.
You can pick up from the library and then set it up with the kids and off they go.
Yeah.
So
and we do take and make crafts for the adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting out my little crickety cricket because, you know, I got.
I know.
I am now a 2-cricket woman.
Well. Congratulations.
Woo!
Okay. Which means you have 2 of these machines.
Yes.
Yes. Got
and
it.
That's so I did all my Christmas gifts on my personal Cricut,
mm-hmm.
which I then broke, and so now it lives at the library so I can use, you know, what functions it has for the library.
I see.
And then I got one of the, you know, I'd been looking for an excuse to get it. It was a $1
upgraded,
part to
didn't
fix
you?
It.
Yeah.
I wanted the new one, so mm-hmm. it was a $1 part to fix my old Cricut, but it cost us a new Cricut.
Yeah.
So I know.
That makes perfect sense.
I know.
Perfect
so,
sense.
But I had to have it because I believe it's next Tuesday, January 11th, we're doing a take and make cupcake pop-up card. So I've been cutting those out. So what I did is I pre-cut them out on mm-hmm. my Cricut.
Yeah.
And I've put them together in little packets.
Okay.
And I'll do the video so you can see the video. So if you have a Cricut and you want to cut it out, but the instructions on how to make the card aren't very clear, and I didn't find them very clear, it took me a minute to figure it out.
Right.
I'll have a video posted for you on Tuesday, so you can you can look at that, even if you don't get the kit. And then we're still doing Craft Night, which is an in-person, very limited. And the Craft Night this month is going to be Cricut College 101. We've had a lot of people who are interested in how to use the software. It is full.
Oh.
If you're interested, go ahead and sign up, register, and there's a wait list, and I can do a second session.
Okay.
So, but, and it's going to be just pretty basic, pretty free form. I'm just going to show you how to use, you know, different things. And if you know a tip or a trick, that you want to share, you know, because the software is a little, if you're not used to these, you know, this type of software, it can be a little tricky.
Right. Now, so for folks who have no idea what we're talking about, explain what this machine does, because it's really fascinating for
all
the things that you can do with it.
Yeah.
And I imagine there are other similar machines
that
do similar tasks, but this is the one that you're familiar with.
Right.
And probably the most popular one, at least from what I can gather.
I think it's the most popular one. I know the other one is a silhouette. I know nothing about the silhouette. So,
but these types of machines do what?
They're
they print and they cut and they fold and they right?
And they score and they so I did all my Christmas gifts on my Cricut.
Noted.
With a heat press.
Yes.
And my dad, who just turned 80, is a retired nuclear engineer and is convinced that his home PC is plotting against him. So my older
sister. Makes perfect sense.
My sister who was there with him.
I've met him, so it makes perfect sense.
You have that, Richard.
Got it.
So he texts me, or my sister texted me and said, Richard is very fascinated by this machine. And I turned to my husband, I'm like, how am I going to explain this to him? I don't even know how. I mean, the man thinks Spider Solitaire is plotting against him. In his defense, you know, when he pushed the wrong button, things blew up as a retired nuclear engineer.
Okay. Well.
So I will give him that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have not been able to explain to him there is no artificial intelligence attached to his Spider Solitaire game. But whatever. So I get him on the phone, and he goes, is it a CNC machine? And I was like, perfect. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I don't know what CNC stands for, but it uses the same type of files. It cuts, it draws, it scores. It'll do a bunch of different materials. I did all the masks by cutting the fabric. I've cut balsa wood. I've cut chipboard. I've cut, you know, and then like vellum. So I've done like the most delicate things and pretty sturdy
things, right?
Well, yeah. So according to my father, which may or may not be fact, the first CNC was created at the X-12 plant in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. So that's where they created the bomb, and my granny worked there.
Part of the atomic bomb.
During the war. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay.
The atomic
bomb.
We're
going back a few years, everybody. Wow. Here we go.
My granny worked there. They had these women, and there's a fascinating book about this too.
Right.
And I forget the title of it, but and my granny would say, well, we kind of thought we were working on a nuclear bomb, but they didn't tell us.
Right.
In Oak Ridge.
Because they were doing it in different locations around the country. So no one really knew
the
whole
Oak Ridge is a place.
Vision,
yeah.
Except
yeah.
for a few key folks in the military in the United States. So that's what was going on.
So what my granny did was she sat, and you can see this at the Oak Ridge Museum.
Okay.
Because I toured it with my granny, and they just sat in front of these consoles and watched a needle. And if the needle went too high or too low, they just pushed buttons until it got...
Okay.
So they were just messing around with the nuclear material going beep, bop, boop.
Okay, well, you know,
so
it must have worked, because here we are.
But the first CNC, according to my father, who worked at the X-12 plant, which is where he met my mother in the 60s when he was a nuclear engineer, was invented there during the war to create the parts for the atomic bomb.
Wow. So there you go, everybody. There is the Jenny Lee Ryan backstory, in case you ever wanted to know. But it is fascinating. And it's amazing how, you know, from that, this machine now that you can make a mask out of.
Yeah.
Or a decal for a coffee mug or whatever.
Yeah.
It's evolved.
It's consumer. Yeah. Now it's become a consumer-based product.
Through software and hardware.
You can run it with your, you know, you can run it through your phone.
Right.
I do it with my phone sometimes.
Okay.
I'm more comfortable on the desktop, but I'll like design it on the desktop and then program it with my phone because that's one of the things malfunctioning on my.
I see.
On my old Cricket.
I'm so sorry.
I know. It's only 3 years old.
Well, I'm sure it's lived a long life being at your house.
I gave it a workout.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. Well, there you go.
So, yeah.
Well, we are out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got me talking about Cricket.
I know.
You didn't even get me talking about Cricket. I just started talking about my Cricket.
I knew we would have no problem finding things to talk about this morning. But just to remind everybody, the Real Readers event is coming up Thursday, January 20th at 6 p.m. And the Winter Reading Program is continuing until Saturday.
Till Saturday. So log your books. You'll have a chance to win the grand prize.
Right.
Do challenges. You'll have more chances. The more challenges you do,
the
more chances you have to win the grand prize. All the details, all the links to our online services, all the events on the events calendar, it's all at infoway.org.
There you go. Yeah. That is the library's website. You can check it out and bookmark it. So you can always get there and check out all the other events that are coming up this spring. And you'll be back in February, so we'll see you or someone from the library. as her eyes got really big. I'm not coming back. Somebody will be coming back.
It's probably going to be me.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jane Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.